92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I'm a big fan of a BBC series from a few years ago. It's called Hustle. It's about a group of upper-class con men and a very brilliant woman. And I don't know anything about art, but it's because of Hustle that I'm aware of a Dutch artist named Piet Mondrian. That's why this story caught my eye. It's been a bad week for art curators around the world. A large-scale piece of Piet Mondrian artwork called New York City apparently has been displayed upside down since it was created. It's a piece that was made in 1941, first displayed publicly in New York at MoMA in 1945, and since 1980, it's been at the North Rhine-Westphalia in Dusseldorf, Germany. Now, the creator there was recently doing some research and discovered information that indicated that every gallery that's ever hosted this painting and shown it has hung it upside down. She read a very detailed review of the piece from when it was created, and there's a line in that which says, "The thickening of the grid should be at the top like a dark sky." Ruh-roh! So she started talking to other art curators around the world. They all realized they've been screwing up. And yet, despite this recent discovery, Piet Mondrian's New York City will continue to be displayed the wrong way up in Germany to avoid it being damaged when they take it off the wall.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.